Morning, boys.
Morning.
Any of you remember which chapter?
Filled with indignation immediately.
But how it happens sometimes to children and men and women. You can be happy when something happens and you get upset very quickly. Nevertheless, Haman restrained himself and went home and sent a call for his friends and his wife, Sarah. And then Haman told them of his great riches, the multitude of his children, and everything which the king had promoted him, and how he had advanced him above the officials and servants of the king. Moreover, Haman said, besides Queen Esther, invite no one but me to come in with the king to the banquet that she prepared, and tomorrow I am again invited by her along with the king. Yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai and the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then his wife, Sarah, and all his friends said to him, let a gallows be built for me, 50 cubits high, and in the morning, to chest of the king and that Mordecai be hanged on it, and then go merrily with the king to the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman so that he had the gallows made. The most dangerous thing to do is fight against God. And that's what Haman was doing. He was fighting against God, fighting against God's people. And he couldn't prosper, neither can we. Well, what is the Bible verse?
30.
Most of you got one ready? Let's start the tune and go around the line and get the four boys from the front.
Deuteronomy 31:7. Then Moses called to Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you shall go with his people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall give it to them as an inheritance. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you, and he will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed.
Psalm 31:24. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
Joshua 1:7. Only be thou strong and very courageous.
Joshua 1:9. Be strong, that have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage.
That's a beautiful promise.
Revelation 2:10. Do not fear.
Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and have a good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Speak about courage. Promises. And go with it. If we have courage. For next week, I would like for you to find verses that what happens when people have courage. Do you understand that? I thought maybe just give one example. About Jonathan, an army of Philistines was coming against Israel, and Israel was afraid. But Jonathan and his armor bearer went and by themselves, and they said if a certain thing happens, they're going to go up. So, this happened, those two men went against a garrison. I'm not sure what that all involved, but I think it was a stronghold of some kind. And he had the courage, and what happened, the whole army ran from him. So, that's just one example of what happens when people have courage in the world. I'm going to take your seats.